From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with a classic from the Dexter Gordon Quartet. Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, Tete Monteleu piano, Benny Nilsson bass, and Alex Riel on drums. This is part of the Dexter in Radioland series of compilations put out by the Danish Steeplechase label. These sessions were recorded in the mid-1960s at Montmartre Jazzhus in Copenhagen for broadcast by Danish Radio. This is a track from the volume entitled King Neptune, recorded on June 28, 1964. And from it, we'll listen to the title track, King Neptune.
Thank you.
That's music from Belgian pianist Jacques Van Poel and his trio, with Yannick Peters on bass and Stephen Cassier on drums, a track from the album Cantaloupe 2006, Cantaloupe referring to a series of collaborations between photographers and jazz musicians in Belgium, all put together by Can Design. This album is mainly made up of pop standards, but we listened to their take of a Beatles tune. It was Norwegian Wood. Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, leading his quartet through King Neptune, the title track from that album, recorded live in Copenhagen in 1964 for Danish radio. We'll open this set of the jazz scene with a quintet co-led by pianist Cedar Walton and Hank Mobley on tenor sax. This was Mr. Mobley's final recording session as he went into retirement as a result of complications. He was having breathing problems. Their 1972 session is entitled Breakthrough, and they're joined by Charles Davis on baritone and soprano sax, Sam Jones on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. This is the title track, Breakthrough. Thank you.
holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. That's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. Oh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Oh, that's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Get it if you try. Thank you.
Going back to 1937 for Artie Shaw and his orchestra, Freewheeling was the name of the tune, the piece featuring Artie Shaw, of course, on the clarinet, Les Burness, piano, Al Avola, guitar, Fred Petrie, tenor sax, and even a bit of scat singing from Leo Watson. We took that from a 5-CD box set on RCA entitled Artie Shaw Self-Portrait. In this case, Artie himself chose all of the material for all 5 discs in the set. That's unusual. Normally, when a box set is assembled, the record company has the final say in the material that's chosen, or they'll hire someone to write the liner notes, and in some cases, the author of the liner notes will have a say in choosing the material for the box set. But in this case, Mr. Shaw, who was still alive in 2001, he was 91, chose all of the material. And it's a nice retrospective covering the years 1936 to 1954. Most of the tracks are swing, big band, but there are a few tracks which demonstrate Artie's ability as a bebop and cool jazz clarinetist. Before that, Los Angeles area vocalist Mark Winkler from his 2015 album Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. It's a mix of originals and standards. We heard a piece from the Gershwin songbook with Pat Kelly on guitar and Jameson Trotter on piano. It was Nice Work, If You Can Get It. And we began the set with Hank Mobley and Cedar Walton co-leading their quintet from 1972, the title track from Breakthrough. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do that by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with Melvin Ryan on the Hammond B3 organ from 2007 and his 8th album as a leader for the Dutch Crisscross label. The album Front and Center, he's in a trio with Peter Bernstein on guitar and Ray Appleton on drums. This one's called APJ. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's one from the John DeMartino Romantic Jazz Trio. John DeMartino, not only a highly sought-after jazz pianist, but also a very in-demand musical director and arranger. He's joined on this album by Essie Oessie on bass and Victor Jones on drums. The album Magical Mystery, we heard the Thelonious Monk tune, In Walked Bud. Before that, trombonist Nick Finzer from his 2015 Origin Records release, on which he's joined by Lucas Pino on sax, also clarinet occasionally, Alex Wintz, guitar, Glenn Zaleski, piano, Dave Barron on bass, and Jimmy McBride on drums. We heard a Latin-tinged piece entitled Spheres of Influence, and the name of the album? That would be The Chase. And we began our final set of the hour with another trio, this time organ, guitar, and drums, Melvin Ryan on the Hammond B3 with Peter Bernstein and Ray Appleton, respectively. From Front and Center, we heard APJ. And that is all the time we have for this hour of the program, unfortunately. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Tune in again when you can, won't you, for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.